Delaware politicians are known for their civility and a spirit of compromise. It traces back to one of the state's oldest traditions, Return Day, an 18th century ritual that includes a carriage ride, a town crier, and a hatchet that literally gets buried in the sand. It takes place every 2 years and turns out the state's leading elected officials. And President-elect and former Delaware Senator Joe Biden is a fan.
It sounds corny, but I wish we did it the Delaware way in Washington.
How have Return Day and Delaware's unique brand of politics shaped Biden? And will he be able to carry Delaware's ideals to the White House? I'm Malcolm Burnley. This is The Why. Talking with Deputy Managing Director of WHYY's Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann.
Return Day is this great little Delaware tradition. It takes place in Georgetown, Delaware, which is the county seat of the southernmost county in Delaware, Sussex County. It's a rural area, a lot of farms around there. And Return Day began more than 200 years ago. This was before the internet, obviously, way before TV and even radio. And voters would go to the county seat to vote in Georgetown. Then they would return a couple days later to get their results. And they would call that Return Day because they would return to hear the results of the election. The town crier would get up in the courthouse and he would read out the results of the election. And that's how people would find out what the results of the election were.
Obviously, that reminds me of the excruciating wait that so many people went through this year with respect to waiting for the vote.
Not quite as quaint as the first Return Day, but it brought things back to the past a little bit with all the mail-in votes and the somewhat similar experience this time around.
Right. So how did Return Day live on when there was the advent of modern technology and the internet and faster ways of counting the vote?
Return Day became more than just gathering to hear who won the vote. It became sort of this kind of a party, a celebration. Everybody was in town, so they wanted that to keep going even when we got more modern technology to find out who won the election in a quicker way. So this pomp and circumstance has kind of grown over the years. The tradition has been built, and now decades and decades and decades, Delawareans have gathered in Georgetown 2 days after the election. There is still the reading of votes, but now there's also the ox roast. There's a big parade through town where the winners and losers in the previous election ride together in their little horse-drawn carriages, which is still done today. They'll ride through town all the way to the courthouse where they hear the results. And then after the results are read, the two opponents will get together. There's a kind of a glass box, a glass case that's filled with sand. And each of them will take hand on a hatchet, like kind of a ceremonial fancy hatchet. And they will literally bury the hatchet, kind of symbolizing that the race is over. We're no longer opponents. We're both Delawareans. We're going to work to do what's best for the state.
What's the purpose of the tradition, and in particular, the carriage tradition of opponents riding together through downtown?
Well, you know, the spirit of Return Day really boils down to when the election's over, the election's over.
I talked to State Senator Brian Pettyjohn, who is a Republican, about Return Day this week.
And, you know, the whole Return Day, the whole purpose of Return Day is to stop the campaigning, stop the political season that we just closed out, you know, get the winners and losers together and show unity.
It's worth noting that he touted this tradition of unity on a week when Democrats in Delaware grew their majority in the state House, in the state Senate. They hold every statewide office. So for a Republican like State Senator Brian Pettyjohn, it's really important that the spirit of Return Day really holds true and that Democrats will be able to work with Republicans who are in the minority.
Of course, that idea is really fresh in mind coming off of President-elect Joe Biden's speech on Saturday night.
Let this grim era of demonization in America begin to end here and now.
I mean, he delivered a speech that sounded somewhat reminiscent of these themes that Return Day is hearkening back to.
Yeah, I was there Saturday night at the Wilmington Riverfront when Biden spoke and, you know, really talked about this effort to unify the country and really working to come together with all voters. He talked about how he was a proud Democrat, but he would be an American president, and he pledged to work hard for his supporters as well as work hard for those who didn't vote for him.
Refusal of Democrats and Republicans to cooperate with one another. It's not some mysterious force beyond our control. It's a decision, a choice we make. And if we can decide not to cooperate, then we can decide to cooperate.
So we heard that in the victory speech, but is that a broader theme of Biden as a politician?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a part of the campaign, but not just the campaign. The reason it's part of the campaign is because it's been a part of his kind of political life. You know, he's worked in the Senate for 36 years. You know, he's built relationships with lots of folks in Congress on both sides of the aisle. And it's part of something that he even came under attack for during the Democratic primary from some of the more progressive members of the party. You know, they were critical of some of those friendships, most notably his friendship with former Senator Strom Thurmond, a noted segregationist. So there's pluses to his career in the Senate and as vice president, and there's also minuses to those relationships that he's built.
So outside of his kind of shared spirit with, I guess, like the ethos of Return Day, Joe Biden is first and foremost a Delaware politician. So I assume he's shown up once or twice at some of these parades.
Right. He's been a staple at Return Day. I think the last time he showed up was in 2012.
I've been doing this my whole career, and I wish, it sounds corny, but I wish we did it the Delaware way in Washington. I mean, think of the consequence of this tradition. People are going to ride on those carriages. All the bitterness in the campaign, it evaporates in that probably 4 mile ride or whatever it is from Nutter Marvel's barn to the circle. And it matters. It's why Delaware works.
And it was quite a scene when he did appear in 2008. It was a windy and rainy Thursday after he and Barack Obama had been elected to the White House. You know, it was a historic election for President Obama, the first black president of the United States. Biden, the first vice president-elect from Delaware. So there was a big surge of pride in Georgetown. Joe rode with his wife Jill at the front of the parade in a white horse-drawn carriage. His late son Beau Biden was there as well. So it was a really big deal.
So what about this year? Was Biden back at Return Day?
Well, unfortunately, like a lot of things this year with the COVID-19, Return Day was very unusual in that there was hardly anybody there. There wasn't a big parade, and while Biden waited to hear what the outcome of Pennsylvania was, he was tucked away up in Greenville in northern Delaware, and he did not attend.
When we come back,
he's just going to face a really tough climb. The United States is a very different place than little Delaware.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Malcolm Burnley. This is The Why. I'm talking with WHYY reporter Mark Eichmann. Mark, you've covered Delaware for nearly 20 years, and I'm wondering, is there something quintessentially Delawarean about Return Day?
Yes, Return Day is very Delawarean. There's sort of this lore here in the first state about the Delaware way. It's kind of this idea that in Delaware, it's small enough that everybody knows each other. Folks on either side of the aisle can meet together, work things out, and get things done. And it doesn't have to devolve into a lot of the political infighting that we see nationally. There's also sort of a negative connotation to that the Delaware way is a bunch of men usually get into a room and hammer things out outside of the public eye. But it's sort of this feeling of the Delaware way, that we can get things done. We're small enough to get things done.
Biden was a senator in Delaware for decades. Do you think the Delaware way shaped him?
Yeah, I think it definitely has. If for nothing else, then just because Delaware is what it is. It's such a small state. So he's really been in close contact with so many constituents on a personal level. You know, I can't tell you the number of people who have a story of meeting Biden. You know, I met him in the hardware store. I met him in the grocery store. My son and I, personally, we ran into him at Christiana Mall just a few years ago, just a couple of days after he left office as vice president. And we ran into him and, you know, my son got to meet him, which was a big deal for him. You know, it's just that kind of personal connection to so many people. But I think he really has stayed grounded. He's just about every night when he was working in the Senate, he would ride the Amtrak back to Wilmington. So I think that has had an influence on him, on the way he campaigns, on the way he handles himself, and on the way he will govern as president.
So there's the Delaware way, and then there's national politics in the year 2020. And as we've seen in this past election, you know, politics has become incredibly divided. And so I'm wondering if that national rift has shown up in Delaware politics and even in Return Day.
You know, Democrats have dominated state politics for a long time here in Delaware, so it's hard to say that there's been very much testing of the kind of spirit of bipartisan cooperation that that folks will still tout. But I think we are seeing kind of a significant shift. Most notably this year is Republican Senate candidate Lauren Witzke, who was handily defeated by incumbent Chris Coons. She was kind of the ultimate partisan, really, throwing some baseless accusations against Coons and Biden related to some wild QAnon conspiracies. And it's not the first time Coons has faced this sort of non-conventional challenger. Back in 2010, when he first ran for the seat that Biden once held, it was Christine O'Donnell, a Republican, who famously ran the ad claiming she was not a witch, based off of some comments she made on Bill Maher's HBO show about dabbling in witchcraft. But she was also a very, very conservative candidate that Coons easily defeated. Coons and O'Donnell did share a carriage ride at Return Day that year, but it was a very chilly ride. And not just temperature-wise, you know, they kind of sat on opposite sides of the carriage and didn't really interact at all. Would have been interesting to see what Witzke would have done, whether Coons would have ridden with her after the accusation she made against him and his family. But with no Return Day this year, no parade anyway, we'll never know.
I'm thinking about President Trump, and I'm thinking about how he still has not conceded this election. He's still tweeting out false claims about voter fraud. And then there's Biden and this strong bipartisan ethic that he comes from. So given all of that, do you think Biden's bipartisan roots will be able to hold?
Yeah, I really couldn't see President Trump sitting down for a carriage ride with Joe Biden at this point. I can't imagine a world where that happens. And maybe that's part of the difficulty in kind of exporting Return Day to the national stage. I find it hard to imagine that the kind of divide that's been really kind of preached over the last 4 years will go anywhere. And he's just going to face a really tough climb. You know, the United States is a very different place than little Delaware.
And I know Return Day in its normal pomp and circumstance didn't happen, at least on the same scale this year. But maybe in some ways it was fitting given this national climate.
Yeah, unfortunately, maybe it's a sign of the coming that the hatchet has not been buried. And maybe it won't be buried for the next 4 years.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for sharing this very quirky, very interesting tradition and also how it shaped our president-elect.
Malcolm, my pleasure. I'll ride in a carriage with you any day.
Mark Eichmann is Deputy Managing Director of WHYY's Delaware Desk. The Y is produced by me, Malcolm Burnley, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, Sabrina Boyd Circa, and Buffy Gorilla. We get editorial direction from Ariella Cohen. You can find me on Twitter @Malcolm Burnley. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.